Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are looking at an article titled Good Strata Governance, Avoiding the Common Mistakes, and it is focused on New South Wales strata committees.
And the core idea the article opens with really sets the tone. Strata schemes do not go wrong overnight. It builds small things one at a time.
A meeting where nothing got written down. A fund running a little lean. A bylaw breach nobody bothered to follow up. Each one feels fine at the time. Together, they turn a calm scheme into one with surprise bills and upset owners.
And the good news the article gives is that almost all of it is avoidable. Good governance is mostly a handful of sensible habits applied consistently.
So let us go through the main ones. The article names six common mistakes, and the first is poor record keeping, the single most common failing.
And it sounds boring, but the consequences are real. Decisions made in conversation, votes not recorded, correspondence lost, financial records that are patchy.
It feels harmless at the time. The article is clear that it is not. If an owner challenges a decision, or the matter reaches the NSW Civil and Administrative Tribunal, NCAT, the committee with clear minutes, recorded votes and proper accounts is in a strong position. The one that cannot show those things is exposed.
So minute every meeting, record who voted how on contested matters, keep the books current, and if you use a strata managing agent, still check that it is actually happening.
Closely connected to that is mistake two, vague decisions. The committee agrees to look into something or approves the repairs without saying which repairs, what budget, who is authorised to act or by when.
And then months later, nobody can agree on what was actually decided, work stalls or runs over budget.
The article gives a really practical test for this. Write the decision the way you would want to read it back in a year. What is being approved, how much it can cost, who carries it out, by when?
If you wouldn't understand it in 12 months, it's not specific enough. That's a good rule to keep.
Mistake three is the one the article says costs owners the most money, neglecting the Capital Works Fund.
The old sinking fund.
Right. It's the fund that saves for major long-term work. The article lists repainting, roof replacement, lift upgrades, waterproofing. These are not small jobs.
And when committees keep levies artificially low to keep owners happy, the fund runs short. Then a big job falls due and every owner gets hit with a large special levy at once.
Which is a much harder hit than modest levy increases spread over time. The article frames proper funding as a kindness to owners. You are protecting them from a nasty surprise, even if it raises levies a little now.
I think that's the message a lot of committee members need to hear. It can feel unpopular to raise levies, but the alternative is worse.
Mistake four is bylaw breaches being ignored, and the specific warning here is around inconsistent enforcement, chasing one owner for something while letting the same thing slide for another.
The article calls that one of the fastest routes to a dispute, and it's hard to defend if it ends up at NCAT.
The answer is, apply bylaws consistently and follow the proper process every time, no exceptions based on who the person is.
There's also mistake five, which is around conflicts of interest.
Yes, and the article's position is that conflicts of interests are normal. The problem is hiding them. If a committee member has a personal stake in a decision, say a contract going to a relative or their own business, they should declare it and step back from that decision.
The Strata Schemes Management Act 2015 sets expectations around this. The article keeps it simple. Declare it, record it, and let the rest of the committee decide without you.
And the last mistake is letting disputes turn personal. Strata puts neighbours into shared decisions about money and property. Some friction is inevitable.
The committees that handle it well stay process-driven. Follow the rules, keep the records, use NSW Fair Trading or NCAT when you need to. The article says a committee that stays calm and procedural almost always comes out better.
And that's actually the thread running through all six of these. Most governance mistakes come from not knowing the rules, not from bad intent. That's the article's point.
Which means a bit of training genuinely solves most of it.
The single thing to do after this, if you're on a Strata committee in New South Wales, look at the Strata Members CPD course from Archer Institute. It's online and self-paced, and it covers the duties, the funds, the bylaws, and the meeting process.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call the team on 1800 069 273 to find out what the course covers and how it fits your scheme.
Thanks for listening.